Our first reading is from Isaiah 52. See, my servant will act wisely. He will be raised and lifted up and highly exalted. Just as there were many who were appalled at him, his appearance was so disfigured beyond that of any human being, and his form marred beyond human likeness. So he will sprinkle many nations, and kings will shut their mouths because of him. For what they were not told, they will see, and what they have not heard, they will understand.
我的仆人行事必有智慧，必被高举上升，且成为至高。 许多人因他惊奇，这样他必洗净许多国民，君王要向他闭口，因所未曾传与他们的，他们必看见；未曾听见的，他们要明白。
我今天的经文开门见山说我的仆人。
Today's passage begins with three key words. See my servant.
以赛亚预言将来的耶稣是上帝仆人的终极体现。
Isaiah is prophesying about the coming of Jesus, who is the ultimate servant of God.
他说这个仆人行事必有智慧。He
describes this servant as one who will act wisely.
什么意思呢?
But what does that mean?
那么对罗马人来讲，这个傻瓜才会被钉十字架。For
the Romans, only foolish people got crucified.
今天的这个世界，行事有智慧的意思是能自保，能钻营。In
today's world, acting wisely means knowing how to save yourself or how to take a shortcut.
耶稣看起来根本不像是个行事有智慧的人。Jesus
doesn't look like a man who acts wisely at all.
而且见到他的人会惊奇，因为他的面貌比别人憔悴，他的形容比世人枯槁。In
fact, whoever saw this servant would be appalled at him because his appearance was so disfigured beyond that of any human being and his form marred beyond human likeness.
为什么说他面容憔悴?
Why is his appearance so disfigured?
因为上帝的仆人为我们受苦。
This is because the real servant of God suffers for us. This is how he serves us. His crucifixion is not a nice scene for us to look at. His twisted body on the cross, his distorted face, the piercing nails, show us that this servant acts wisely through his obedience to God. He offers himself as a sacrifice to save the world. By serving God and us, he will sprinkle many nations. And kings will shut their mouths because of him. For what they were not told, they will see. And what they have not heard, they will understand. Sprinkling with blood and water has to do with cleansing.
可以使一个人，甚至是一个国家，在上帝面前没有瑕疵。
It makes a person or even a nation fit to be in the presence of God.
圣经里面一般是指以色列，这个地方呢却没有限制。
Usually in the Old Testament it refers to Israel, but here there is no such restriction.
洁净是给每一个人。The
cleansing that the servant brings is for many nations.
在马可福音10:45里面说，因为人子来并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
As Mark 10:45 says, For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many. The one that people had regarded as so unclean that they were even appalled at him will turn out to be the one who cleanses others.
这个反差让所有的质疑停息，让所有的责难都停下。
It is a paradox so astounding that it will dry up every accusation and cause every mouth to be shut.
看到耶稣，我们才能够看到这个上帝的仆人。
Only when we come to see Jesus can we see God's servant.
我们看到十字架，才知道上帝的仆人如何的行事有智慧。
And only when we see the cross can we understand how God's servant acts wisely.
Who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot, and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by mankind. A man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised, and we held him in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
我们所传的有谁信呢？耶和华的膀臂向谁显露呢？他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地。他无家美，他无家庭美容，我们看见他的时候也无美貌使我们羡慕他。他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以他为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上。
咱每个学期的开头哈，我会让圣经课的小孩子们写下他们的问题。
At the beginning of each semester, I always ask the students in my scripture classes to write down some questions they would like to ask about God.
一个最常见的问题是上帝是什么样子。
The most common question is, what does God look like?
问题是上帝真的和我们面对面，能认出他来吗？
The problem is, if God were to fully reveal himself, would we even recognize him?
根据2007年一项这个国际民意调查，我们现任这个俄罗斯总统普京受欢迎度为 81%， 仅次于这个前英国首相布莱尔是 93%。
According to a worldwide public opinion survey conducted in 2007,The current president of Russia, Vladimir Putin, had an approval rating of 81%, second only to British Prime Minister Tony Blair, who received a 93% public approval rating.
普京喜欢营造一个运动型男的形象，这布莱尔是因为打扮得体时髦而出名。
Putin has an outdoor, sporty, tough guy public image.While Tony Blair was well known for his decent and contemporary dressing style.
很久以来，这个精神学家就发现，第一印象在人际交往中发挥至关重要的作用。
Psychologists have known for years that first impressions play a far bigger role in our lives than we'd like to think.
这两个领导人都很懂得怎样塑造第一形象。
These two world leaders gave good first impressions.
以赛亚书53章，这个神的仆人是怎样的形象呢？
But what does the servant of Isaiah 53 look like?
耶稣的样子能给人留下好印象，好认出他就是万王之王，万主之主吗？
Would Jesus' appearance impress people? Would it make people recognize that he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords?
根本不会。
Not at all.
以赛亚说他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽，像根出于干地。
Isaiah tells us that he grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a root out of dry ground.
换句话说，这个人谈不上运动型男，或者是谈不上穿衣品味。
In other words, Jesus didn't have a sporty look or a contemporary dressing style.
他的样子也从不吸引人。
In fact, he never impressed people with his looks.
根据路加福音，耶稣的父母呢很穷。
According to the Gospel of Luke, Jesus' parents were fairly poor.
上帝的仆人，他的家庭是一个社会底层。
God's servant was born into a family from the lower social and economic classes.
这个越长越没有出息的样子。
Indeed, the more he grew, the less impressive he became.
以赛亚说他无家型美容，我们看见他的时候也无美貌，使我们羡慕他。
Isaiah says that he had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him. Nothing in his appearance that we should desire him.
就是一个普通人，甚至很难看。
He appeared ordinary, even unattractive.
在他遇到反对，遇到苦难的时候，变得更加让人讨厌。
And when in the course of his work he met strong opposition, derision, and suffering, he became even less desirable to know.
第三节说他被藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，常经忧患。他被藐视，好像被人掩面不看的一样，我们也不尊重他。
In verse 3, Isaiah prophesies that he was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering, familiar with pain, like one from whom people hide their faces. He was despised, and we held him in low esteem.
那怪不得以赛亚在53章开头问道，说我们所传的有谁信呢？
It's no wonder why Isaiah asked the question in the beginning of chapter 53, Who has believed our message?
用世俗的眼光去看上帝的仆人，用外表来判断耶稣，会漠视十字架的真正意义，就永远不会相信他，也不会相信以赛亚的预言。
If we look at God's servant through worldly eyes,And if we judge Jesus by his appearance only, and if we cannot see the true meaning of his death on the cross, we will never put our faith in him. We will never believe in Isaiah's message.
人们不明白啊，为什么这个仆人说要受苦啊？
People did not understand why this servant had to suffer.
以赛亚说，我们却以为他受责罚，被神击打苦待了。
Isaiah tells us that we considered him punished by God.Stricken by him and afflicted.
我们总是认为受苦就是上帝的惩罚。
We always tend to see suffering as God's punishment.
受苦的因此活该。
We think that whoever suffers must deserve it.
但是耶稣并不是活该，他是自愿来担当我们的苦难。
But that is not what is happening to Jesus, because he voluntarily comes to bear suffering for us.
是我们偏行己路，他来为我们死，来拯救我们，带我们又重新回到上帝的身边。
The fact is, we are the ones going astray, and he comes to die in order to save us and our lives and bring us home to God.
以赛亚这样形容，哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治。我们都如羊走迷，个人偏行己路。耶和华是我们众人的罪孽，都归在他的身上。
Listen to how Isaiah describes this servant. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him. And by his wounds we are healed. We all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us.Has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
那你是否能用心灵的眼睛去认识耶稣？
Can you see the servant through spiritual eyes?
He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away. Yet who of his generation protested? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was punished. He was assigned a grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, though he had done no violence, nor was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life an offering for sin, he will see his offspring and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand. After he has suffered, he will see the light of life and be satisfied. By his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors. For he bore the sin of many and made the intercession for the transgressors.
他被压伤，他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口。他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地。 又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口。因受欺压和审判，他被夺去。至于他同事的人，谁想他受鞭打，从活人之地被剪除，是因百姓的罪过呢？他虽然未行强暴，口中也没有诡诈。 人还使他与恶人同埋，谁知死的时候与财主同葬。耶和华却定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦。耶和华以他为赎罪祭，他必看见后裔，并且延长年日。耶和华所喜悦的事，必在他手中亨通。他必看见自己劳苦的功效， 便心满意足。有许多人因认识我的义仆得称为义，并且他要担当他们的罪孽。所以我要使他与伟大的同分，与强盛的均分掳物，因为他将命倾倒，以至于死。他也被列在罪犯之中，
他却担当多人的罪，又为罪犯代求。你有没有见过这个杀羊啊？
Have you ever seen a lamb being slaughtered?
好吧，前些年啊，回到中国，表兄弟们带我去农场去烤全羊。
When I went back to China a few years ago, my cousins took me to a farmhouse and organized a spit roast.
很后悔没有听从他们的建议，我去跑去呢看这个屠夫干活。Regretfully,
I did not take their kind suggestion and went to the butcher's house, which was nearby.
我是好奇这个羊是怎么杀的。I
was curious to watch the slaughtering process.
结果这个场面和声音让我很心碎。But
when I got there, the scene and the sound broke my heart.
如果不是亲眼所见，是想象不到有这么的残忍。I'd
never imagined how brutal it could be until I saw it for myself.
终身难忘那个场面。It
was uncomfortable and an unforgettable experience.
我们从超市买这种塑料包装的肉制产品，让我们和这种古老的屠宰行业脱离。The
convenience of buying meat in supermarkets wrapped in plastic on polystyrene plates has deadened our connection with this primal process.
但是当以赛亚形容受苦的仆人好像被宰杀的羊，跟他同时代的人都明白他是什么意思。But
when Isaiah describes the suffering servant like a lamb being slaughtered, his contemporaries all understood what he meant.
第七节这样说，他被欺压，在受苦的时候却不开口， 他像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，又像羊在剪毛的人手下无声，他也是这样不开口。
Listen to his words in verse 7. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth.
以赛亚解释，他是代替我们而死，如同羊被杀。
Isaiah explains that the servant is like a lamb being slaughtered in our place.
虽然无辜却成为替罪羊。
Although he was innocent, he became a guilt offering.
所以仆人的死是为罪付出的代价。
Therefore, the servant's death would provide perfect satisfaction for sin.
这就是仆人行事有智慧的样子。
This is how the servant acts wisely.
他是为我们而死。
He chooses to die in our place.
最后两句说，他必看见自己劳苦的功效，便心满意足。有许多人因认识我的义仆得称为义，并且他要担当他们的罪孽。所以我要使他与伟大的同分，与强盛的均分掠物，因为他将命倾倒以至于死，他也被列在罪犯之中，他却担当多人的罪，又为罪犯代求。
The final two verses claim, after he has suffered,He will see the light of life and be satisfied. And by his knowledge, my righteous servant will justify many, and he will bear their iniquities. Therefore, I will give him a portion among the great, and he will divide the spoils with the strong, because he poured out his life unto death and was numbered with the transgressors. He bore the sin of many and made intercession for the transgressors.
这首诗歌是写给所有的人。
The message of this fourth servant song is for people in every land.
他邀请我们跟我们一样的罪人来到十字架跟前，也是一个上帝恩典的通道。
It is a song that invites all sinners like us to meet in front of the cross, the channel of God's grace.
当我们看见十字架，我们看见耶稣上帝的仆人怜悯和圣洁的一个交汇处。
For when we see the cross,We see Jesus the servant, in whom the holiness and mercy of God are perfectly reconciled.
我们看见耶稣，上帝对人类计划的钥匙。
Here we see Jesus, the key to all God's plans for his people and for the world.
这就是上帝的仆人，一个行事有智慧。
Here is God's servant, the one who acts wisely.